Today, Good Friday coincides with Earth Day, first named so in 1970 and renamed by the United Nations as International Mother Earth Day in 1990. And so we begin with a cri de cœur for Earth. I'm not sure, of course, how many of you saw the exhibit Palmsonntag at the Art Gallery of Ontario last Lent. Anselm Kiefer's artwork, Palm Sunday in English, filled a gallery as large as this sanctuary with a huge palm tree. It was the kind of palm tree that one might imagine lying under on a beach in the Dominican Republic or Cuba or a South Sea island. One of those palm trees where when you looked up, it would be leaning over the beach, its large root ball anchoring it in the shore, its form outlined against the brilliant blue sky, framing the turquoise horizon of the ocean in the distance. However, this palm tree was a palm tree that I would call a crucified palm tree. For one thing, though it looked all the world for like a real palm tree, it was completely synthetic. And you had to actually get up very closely to see that it was made of resin and plastic and other fossil fuels. Its root ball torn out of the beach as if by a tropical storm. Its fronds covered in mud, lifeless and gritty, lying there for all to lament. Anselm Kiefer's palm tree had known its days of joy, but there and now knows only death and destruction. It is, if you will, a crucified palm tree, crucified by environmental apocalypse that looms with rising oceans and raging storms. It is a palm tree covered with a toxic oil slick that has killed the fish and shorebirds and caused birth abnormalities among the succeeding generations of fish and birds. It is a palm tree that judges our betrayal of Earth by our love of the synthetic and the addiction to fossil fuels from which it is made. It cries out to us as the storms, spring floods, and hurricanes become ever more intense. It is a palm tree that echoes the cries of climate change refugees, such as those from the Carteret Islands near Papua New Guinea, who have already been forced to leave their home because of rising waters, and climate refugees whose lands have become unarable due to desertification. With this palm tree cri de cœur, I'd like to close with a short piece of prose by Raj Bharat Patta, one of the staff of the student Christian movement in India, who has shared this poem in the current issue of their publication, Akiyata, the theme of which is climate change. Temperatures of our earth are rising, apertures covering the earth are widening, creatures on the earth are vanishing, raptures within the earth are deafening, departures from the earth are increasing, signature the earth to save her from sinking. Our life-giving earth's wombs is soon to be turning to a tomb. Plumb and do not succumb to it. Save our earth. Our mother earth bleeds because of our greeds. She'll be pleased if we can take care of her seeds, her needs.